No. This story is not about Cracker Barrel. No, this story is about pure political power. It's about us being able to cancel things. Lee?
Okay, I thought it was about the country steak and gravy, but anyway.
Well, yeah, that too.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it's about us being able to cancel things. We're missing this moment. We're missing why this just happened. We're missing the fact we were not capable of forcing a major American brand to stop the woke, to remain normal. We did not have the power to do it back when, for instance, the NFL was offering players the option of 6 different logos they could affix to their helmet during the Summer of Love pre-controversy, where we decided as a country we hated cops based on fake news. And so they could choose various Democrat Party-approved woke slogans. They could not choose not to put it on their helmet. I'll never forget it. They captured the Boy Scouts, the Girl Scouts, every major institution. They took the NFL. Our culture was being wiped out, and we couldn't stop it. Because we didn't have the political power. Why didn't we have the political power? Because they had total control over social media. Todd Pyro nailed this on Fox News. How quick the reversal was, you know, relative to even Bud Light, okay? By Cracker Barrel, Lee. Don't miss this moment. Where is this coming from? Why are we ascendant? Why are we, for the first time, getting, in a long time, our way? FBI doesn't have a headquarters inside Twitter anymore. Things trend on Instagram now. I mean, some guy made some silly, very cheesy video of Uncle Herschel saying he didn't like this whole Cracker Barrel rebrand. At least 600,000 views. Why? That was not permitted before. It was wrong think. It would have been algorithmed down by probably Elvis Chan, the FBI's literal thug minder inside of, I mean, this is Politburo stuff. Understand the power of it. Now that more than half of America has free speech, and it's not controlled by the Democrats, and you're not afraid you'll be debanked if you're Zuckerberg or just some Christian nonprofit. Can you see why this is happening? Because if we don't get this, if we don't understand this, we will lose the next time they get the presidency and start censoring again. Lee, they tried to put Elon Musk in prison twice, bragged about it in a Wall Street Journal to stop the freedom of speech you have right now. And now they've had to move their operation to France, where Elon Musk is under criminal investigation. Understand this, he can't touch down in France because he lets you do things like make Cracker Barrel trend again and again and again and again as we fight woke culture. He would be arrested. Understand that. This all hangs by a thread. It's getting faster. The first major cultural victory, Lee, of my lifetime watching this was Bud Light. It was Bud Light. And that was in the sort of the beginning of the news power of X. And it trended again and again and again and again. And so many companies had gone woke and they did not go broke. But something was different with Bud Light. Why? We were hitting critical mass of free speech. There's an actual debate that was allowed. They couldn't stop it. And for the first time, something scarier happened to these companies than Barack Obama's human rights campaign giving them a bad LGBTQ friendliness, minority, BIPOC friendliness rating, and Vanguard and BlackRock dumping their stock, artificially depressing its value. Something worse happened. The market learned about what was happening. Elvis Chan, FBI minder, censor thug, couldn't do a thing about it. And the stock tanked. So now, Lee, this is what's happening. This is very simple. It can be boiled down to black and white, dollars and cents. Your stock might tank more from the public's reaction to your woke rebrand than Barack Obama and his human rights campaign thugs can bring it down. That is what happened. Dollars and cents. I think Todd Pyro on Fox News, who I think is just brilliant, may be the only one who understands this, Lee. Okay. The speed of the Cracker Barrel logo change. Why? Dollars and cents.
Yeah, there you go.
Because what were they? They were knee deep in the human rights campaign. And I read you all of it yesterday. And they're sponsoring, as demanded by Barack Obama, LGBTQ events for kids, trans events for kids, just really gross stuff, okay, that children don't need to be involved in. And if adults want to do it, then you go do it on your own time. You don't need the restaurant's dime. This was exfiltration. This was thugging up on these companies, or you better fund our Democrat events, or by gosh, we are going to drive your stock down with a bad rating, and all of our liberal friends at the big funds are going to dump you. What'll that do? That'll hurt your stock. And they were afraid. But now they're like, oh, dang, you know, I'm going to get a worse beat up of my stock if I trend on X, if Instagram's mob gets a hold of me. And it's going faster. In fact, they used to be able to cancel us like this. Now we can cancel them. Take a listen, Todd Pyro.
They corrected, course corrected so quickly. I wonder if you'll see the same backlash that Bud Light felt.
That's because what I was wondering.
I look at this and say, you know what? They did the right thing. If there were a Cracker Barrel anywhere near my house, forget that. I'm going to go to a Cracker Barrel at some point. One, because I love their stuff.
Yeah.
And two, because I want to support people when they, you know, we're all fallible in this life. They made the right decision. They corrected.
I mean, I think that it really does show the power of something going viral.
Yeah.
And if you get this big movement in social media, I mean, we used to call it cancel culture. I don't know what this was, but.
It's our power. It's our ascendant power. It is, wow, okay, human rights campaign is going to tank our stock put, though a market's going to tank it bigger if we do your stupid woke stuff.
Yeah.
That's where we are, Lee. We didn't have this power before. Do you know how big of a deal this is?
Well, we couldn't have the discussion.
No, we weren't allowed to.
There was no potential debate. There was no marketplace of ideas that was working on it.
No. But now that normal Americans, the roughly 54% who support Donald Trump right now, are just allowed to have conversations. Just allowed to have conversations. It's changing everything. What you're seeing, Lee, is the real culture that was artificially suppressed through government thuggery. I mean, this debanking this week is all a part of this. I mean, listen to how far they went on the Trumps. This is Eric and Don Jr., okay? They're on Fox talking about getting debanked. And I didn't even realize it went this far within the Trump family. Listen to this.
We got into crypto because we didn't have a choice, right? We were debanked by every major banking institution. All your bank accounts for golf courses and condominium buildings and hotels, they're all gone in the middle of the night. I mean, how do you pay your taxes? How do you pay your employees? This wasn't just happening to the Trumps, people with a lot of zeros on the end. This was happening to conservatives all over the country.
That was the fear, the debanking, getting cut off from the financial system on one side. He goes off there and he says, what do? We were faced with, like, we can't pay our employees. We can't pay our taxes. Our businesses wouldn't run. And then on the other hand, the censorship and the fear of the human rights campaign. This was thuggery. Well, this isn't popular. Woke isn't popular. That's what we're finding.
You know, it's chilling when you think about how close we came to a situation where the federal government, through its affiliation with social media and other corporations, could basically wipe out their political opponents' ability to do business anywhere in the country. That's what they were doing to Trump. They were doing it basically in the with lawfare, but they were also doing it with bankfare. So
now listen to the reverse here, because businesses are watching this. Okay, they're watching. This is Cheryl Cassoni describing what happened overnight. She's the Fox News business host. What happened, commentator? What happened overnight? After they decided, hey, you know what? You can have your white guy back on your logo. We won't wipe the white guy off the logo. Because that's what they did.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is discrimination. Got to get the white guy off. Why? We're white. We're Southern. We eat dare. What's wrong? Nothing. Not a thing is wrong. Now, watch the reversal on the stock here. Watch it go back up.
Now, the stock has been on a tear and a roll since this. Okay, the stock actually closed at about $57 a share last night. That's a jump of 6% After hours, it rose to $61 per share. I have to say, the stock jumped a little bit in time with this post from when President Trump, the President of the United States, decided to weigh in on the Cracker Barrel story, because, of course. So here's the Truth Social post. Congratulations, Cracker Barrel, on changing your logo back to what it was. All of your fans very much appreciate it. Good luck into the future. Make lots of money. And most importantly, make your customers happy again. So, you know, it's interesting, this whole logo thing. Back in 1969.
So see what happened here. This is being watched. You give the normals, the 52 to 54% of America, what they want, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
You don't have to suffer a year wandering the wilderness with your stock like Bud Light. You don't have to see it taken off taps in bars where there's only three taps and there's no Bud Light because nobody wants it. You can recover if you say no to the human rights campaign, no to the woke. What is that? What is that right now? What do we have? We have the power to cancel culture. But that ends the minute the Euroweenies win. Because I'm telling you, Lee, they are coming for Elon Musk like the hounds of hell. Yeah. I said they would do it. And by the way, Zuckerberg will go whatever way Musk does. Okay, he's a follower. What is happening right now with the Online Safety Act, the EU, and a very similar bill or law in the UK? Is they are demanding the right to edit Wikipedia. They are demanding a backdoor into your Apple device. They're demanding all of it. Why are they doing it? Why do they want to censor Elon Musk? Why does France think they can put him in jail? Because he capitulated to Brazil and he censors for the thugs there now. They saw that. And they think they can break him. If they break him, this ends. This is precious and it's still very fragile. Wow, Trump had so much power. Look what he did. No, Trump has power because people can hear from him and see him. If that goes away, we're back in 2020 again with the Democrats ascendant. We can live any way we want, but we got to protect free speech because it is the very source of our power. But did I ever think we'd have this kind of power again? No, this is like a miracle. Every day, it just gets better. Good morning, y'all. Texter writes, Tara Cracker Barrel, is this a DEI deception, just the logo reversal, but still internal changes needed to move forward? Now, the texter writes, hey, Tara, I still won't go back to Cracker Barrel until they fire the people at the top responsible for these actions. Yeah, they need to stop sponsoring children's events and all ages drag queen shows, full LGBT pride set. That's all got to stop. And I have no doubt they are internally discussing it right now. But folks, that's not the point at this point. I mean, we're going to get a win with that stuff, okay? We're going to get a win with that stuff. That's not the point. The point is that everybody saw this. All of these CEOs, those that are woke and wish they could go really, really woke, and those that don't really care but were terrified by the human rights campaign. Keep in mind, the human rights campaign had colonized 535 major American brands. That is a staggering number. And I've read to you from the Wall Street Journal article. And if you listen to me every day, I don't want to be repetitive, but I want you to understand why this just happened. Okay, it was not because Trump weighed in. That helped. Okay, that might have been the straw that broke the camel's back. But that's not it. That's not why we won. We did this. You and I did this. You can tell. You want to know what's going to happen next in America? I shouldn't tell you this. I'm going to give up some of my power. You want to know what's going to happen next in America? You look like a genius. Just watch the trend on X. I don't mean to talk about X all the time. It's not about X. It's about the freedom of speech. X drives the debate now. Who's X? Us. People. People in their pajamas. That's who drives the debate now. We've taken the power from the mainstream media. It's gone. It's broken. They're broken. Folks, do you remember, not too soon, it's been about 3 years now, and there was a meeting being held, a series of them actually, inside the Department of Homeland Security. I did a whole series of podcasts on it. They were led by John Brennan, evil criminal, communist thug that he is. He literally is a self-declared communist. He told us that. You look it up. CNN reported it. Head of the CIA, because of course he was. Mentor to Barack Obama when Obama was in college, because of course he was. And he's leading these meetings inside the Department of Homeland Security under Joe Biden. And they're in a panic. We got them because of Freedom of Information Act lawsuits that, you know, is by America's Legal, which is a conservative law firm. Anyway, they got them. And here's what they were discussing. The media was losing its power. What were they going to do? They needed new trusted voices to corrupt. Because the media wouldn't get it done for the mainstream liberal media, not getting it done for them anymore. Why were they having these meetings? Because they'd lost control of X. What was their plan? They were going to infiltrate trusted local voices. What happened next? I'm just telling you where the battle is. Certain Soros-related groups bought up certain radio stations all over the country. In fact, they were going to buy all of them because everybody's on the verge of bankruptcy in the radio industry, except us. We're killing it. Why? We deliver what you want every day. Do you realize this audience has grown by 20? I saw this. We were in a sales meeting yesterday. 25,000 in the last year. That's like insane for a local radio. Why? We deliver what you want. We reflect you every day from morning to noon and noon to 6 and 7 and 8 and 9. That's what we do all day long. They have to crush that. So they decided they need to co-opt local television, start buying local television stations, local radio. You know that story. They did hundreds of stations. They had burned through the national media with their lies. And they needed new liars to sell the lie that is everything the left stands for. Why? They're losing. They are losing. They can't, folks, if you go back to the time of their leader, Marx, late 1800s, you will not find a left-wing authoritarian regime anywhere that could exist without mass censorship. Why? Because their entire program is a lie. They tell you they will take from the middle class, the upper middle class, and the rich, and they will give it to you. But there aren't enough of us to give to them. There are not. It doesn't work. And so inevitably, as the people figure that out, that, wow, I'm even poorer than I was before these lunatics took power, the lunatics never want to give the power back. And so they need censorship. And eventually people start disappearing in the middle of the night. It is the same dull, boring program. It's boring. They tried to do it again, except we stopped them. And Cracker Barrel is that. Understand that it's more than a logo. It's all that. It's so much more than all of that. It is free speech. Just did this faster. Did you see how long it took us to take down Bud Light? It took about a year. This, boom, 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 boom. What's it, 3 weeks? You think any company wants to try that? Look at American Eagle. By the way, I didn't even know they sold jeans before Sydney Sweeney. News to me. I know now. Who won that? Who won? We did. We won that. It hurt the left that they even tried to censor it. They tried to cancel her. They failed spectacularly. So spectacularly that Dunkin' Donuts is like, hey, I'm going to do it, run a white guy and say he's got good genes. Why? Because we can now. We can now. It's okay for white males like Herschel and the guy in the Dunkin' Donuts commercial to appear alone, unescorted by a BIPOC or an LGBTQ person. Nothing wrong with those people. All of us are Americans. But we're not canceling white men because they fail to vote Democrat at the highest rate. We're not doing that anymore. And that's what this was. They erased Herschel because he was a white man. You know, the old dude on the Cracker Barrel logo with the overalls. They erased him because he looked Southern. They erased him because he was white. And they learned. Boy, did they learn. That lesson is going to be felt way beyond Cracker Barrel. And that makes this good day. The rate at which Americans are being replaced is staggering. And Americans are just waking up to it. One of the people leading the fight, Laura Ingraham, took it to Howard Lutnick, who was speaking on behalf of Trump, trying to explain Trump. Saying it's, you know, it's a really great thing that we have 600,000 Chinese here on visas. Did you see what happened overnight, folks? Did you catch this? So much news right now, you may not have. This is just Exhibit A, okay? This guy. A Chinese student visa holder and researcher. So if you hold a student visa as you get into grad school, then you get your, you know, you can do these research jobs and they can be very lucrative. They can, especially in science, especially if you look at working on patents, they can lead to great jobs inside tech companies. That if you're Chinese, then you are blind, not because you're Chinese, but because you have family and friends in China. Yeah, they may disappear in the middle of the night if you don't steal that patented tech for China. That's exactly what Yuhai Li did. Postdoctoral fellow. Really? Yeah, here on a Chinese visa. Dr. Li received his PhD degree at Chongqing Medical University in 2019. Got a student visa. Came right on over here. Oh, it's so exciting. Yeah. And then got the job that an American should have had as a researcher at the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center, this is University of Texas, where he continued his postdoc studies. Again, an American, I'm sure, was very qualified to do that job, but got passed over. So sad. He was doing research funded by American taxpayers when he stole it and sent it back to China, because of course he did. There's no choice. If he's got loved ones there, they're cooked. If he doesn't do it, they come tap you on the shoulder. Hey, go ahead, get that patent, steals cancer research. He was brought in on a visa in 2022 under Joe Biden. And I'd like to tell you, Trump is going to change this. And we will eventually bend him to our will. We do. But his answer right now is no. And the reason is, and I explained this yesterday, very simple. When Trump said, I'm going to cut off the 500,000 visas, China said, I'm going to cut off the rare earth minerals. We control 90% of the rare earth minerals. Oh, and by the way, your auto manufacturers, yeah, their production lines will stall in about 2 months. And they were. And Trump had to walk it back and add 100,000 more. China won, hands down. And that is why Trump was out saying this the other day.
We're going to get along good with China. I hear so many stories about we're not going to allow their students. We're going to allow their students to come in. We're going to allow, it's very important, 600,000 students.
Why, so they can all rob us blind? Like Yuhai Li, we just busted him yesterday. And that's if we're lucky enough they're not bringing in a deadly bioweapon to kill us all with, wipe out our agricultural industry. And by the way, the second one of those came through customs that they were sneaking through one of these Chinese scientists, students, literally in the middle of tariff negotiations. You think that was an accident? That was a message. That was a homicidal message. Laura Ingraham gets it. And listen to how it's accelerating with these visas. Almost all of them, folks, given to Indian or Chinese students.
Last year, nearly 400,000 applications for H-1B visa work were approved from India, China, and other countries. That's more than double the amount approved in the year 2000. So has the American workforce really just declined that much? That's 400,000 jobs that did not go to American workers. And the companies that love foreign workers, companies like Amazon, Google, Microsoft, Apple, and Meta.
Well, I think you're right to say the H-1B, it's become a total scam. These companies game the system. You know, you have some of these companies that are laying off large numbers of Americans while they're also getting new H-1Bs and renewing H-1Bs. And a lot of times people used to say, well, you know, we're getting the cream of the crop from all around the world. The reality is that's not actually what H-1Bs are. Most of them are from one company or from one country, India. There's a cottage industry about how all that people make money off this system. Yeah. And look at what's happening to young people in this current job market because of artificial intelligence. You are starting to see evidence that they're having a much tougher time because of what's happening with AI. So if that's going to continue to produce dislocations, why would we be importing foreign workers when we have our own people that we need to take care of?
Well, they want cheap labor. That's why.
Yeah, this isn't going to work. Not in the workplace and certainly not in the university. Here's Laura Ingraham and DeSantis again. I want you to hear them say what I've told you, okay? This is not that there's something wrong with America. There's nothing wrong with Americans. This is not the lie you've been told. And I hear so many conservatives, including so many people in this audience. Well, Americans are just lazy. They won't do the work for the money. They won't. No, no, no. That's not why we're being passed over. We're being passed over for one simple reason. The company gets the visa. They control the visa. The visa expires, vaporizes, if you will, if the Indian indentured servant or Chinese indentured servant tries to leave the job because they don't want to work 90 to 100 hours a week like a slave and go to another company. They lose the visa. What happens if they lose the visa? They got to go home. But you know what else happens? If you keep the visa by working like a slave, working about 1.5 to 2 jobs, guess what? Everybody in your family gets a green card when you do. The second that day they award it to you, they hand you a second application. You fill it out for your whole family. My entire neighborhood, I have the sweetest Indian neighbors. I love them. I don't blame them. I blame the politicians. You know who lives in my neighborhood? Every one of them has mom and dad with them. You know, care to take a guess who's going to pay the Medicare for that? You, sucker. You're looking at them. Why don't we hire Americans who've been here paying into the Medicare the whole time? Well, because then Microsoft couldn't get rich. And GE couldn't get rich. They control them. These are indentured servants. I want you to hear this from Laura Ingraham and DeSantis. They are not coming here because they outwork Americans. That's bull. They are not coming here because they work for less and Americans are greedy. That is bull. Stop repeating their talking points. They come here because they work for about a third less. They work many hours more. Take a listen to this. I want to play this. Well, we're at 46. I'm going to play it next. I want you to hear them saying what I've been telling you. They work for the green card. It is a form of remuneration. It is a form of pay. And it is supplied by the American people to these dastardly corporations to bust down wages. I'll explain next. Microsoft, so brazen, they fired earlier this year, under Trump, 9,000 mainly tech workers, turned around, this is a violation of law, and advertised those jobs for HB1 visas. Same exact job. That is absolutely illegal. According to the H-1B, the law that allows H-1B visas, you have to advertise the job to Americans first. If you cannot find a qualified American, then you can advertise it to the visa. You don't get to fire them and then put their jobs out. How do we stop this? We need the DOJ to get involved. We need Trump's DOJ to get involved. Stop ignoring it because it's been going on for months. Here's how the indentured servitude works. If you were Irish or English, your ancestors may have come here as indentured servants. They were little more than slaves. A lot of them worked 5 to 7 years under brutal conditions, and it was terrible for the women, if you know what I mean. Really bad, you look into the history of this. Congress has brought it back. We need to stop it. Here's Laura Ingraham and Ron DeSantis talking about this with the H-1B visas.
They want workers that will come into the United States and that have no portability of their job prospects. They have to stay as workers for Google or for Walmart or for what, just any, pick your garden variety, you know, large, now essentially multinational corporation. That's why. I mean, they want to keep wages lower.
No, period. Precisely. Full stop. 100%. They save money. And as you said, these H-1Bs limit the H-1B worker to that one company. It's almost like a form of indenture servitude. So we've seen them take advantage of that time and time again. And I just think, like, the overall message from the time President Trump first ran for office was, we're going to put the American people first. And I think that he's done that in so many ways, like the border. And I think it should apply to these visa programs as well.
Absolutely. So that's how it works. A lot of Americans don't understand that. The company controls the visa. So if you don't want to work 90 hours a week, 100 hours a week, two people's jobs at Microsoft, well, you just go home. You don't get to leave if you're Indian. They're slaves for now. Here's Steve Bannon talking about what this has cost Americans on War Room.
There's just too many. There's not a, you have 12 million STEM graduates in this country that don't have jobs. Until every STEM person has a job, why would I let another foreigner in this country to take their job? Why low-skilled wages are increasing under President Trump because you're restricting people coming into the country. But until their wages are better, why will we still allow the illegal aliens to stay here? If you deport them, their wages are
going to go up. So he's talking about two things. He's saying Trump's doing a great job on illegal immigrants. That is literally, you're watching a 2% increase in blue collar wages. Now, stop busting down white collar wages. Stop it. Bannon went to war again. Trump's going to have to do something. Bannon went to war again yesterday, just whooping up on Howard Lutnick for the 600,000 Chinese visas, again, student visas. Folks, 2 months ago, there were only 500,000. That's the level of the capitulation Trump is doing to keep the rare earth minerals coming in here because China cut them off. We need to find our own rare earth minerals is what this means. But I want you to hear this. And again, 55 million U.S. visa holders. Good for Trump and Rubio going through everyone to see whose visa they can revoke for whatever they can find.
There's 55 million immigrants in the country on different visas. And I don't want Howard Lutnick, who's a sales guy. You're not going to sell me on this. You're not going to sell us on this. Don't sit there. First off, the response to the 600,000 Chinese was kind of mind-bendingly ridiculous.
Bad. Yeah.
Can you imagine this guy as Secretary of the Treasury?
He's talking about Howard Lutnick, just saying, well, you know, we need them here so they can go all the bet to all the best universities. So the lower tier universities Americans are left with, once they get passed over for the Chinese visa holders, they'll just go out of business. We can't have that. So what is he saying? What is Lutnick saying? Americans are second class citizens and they deserve to go to the lower caliber schools. While the Chinese go to the top caliber schools. No. There's got to be another way around this.